Adding the dye to the fabric is always my most favourite part. Take the first piece of fabric and put it into the dyeing container. Press it down to the bottom. Take the first dye colour. I've used the darkest one, the brown, and pour it over the fabric. Now squish it all around to make sure that there are no white bits left. We don't want any white bits. Take the soda ash solution and pour 1/3 of it onto the fabric. Squish it all about again to make sure that the soda solution spreads fairly well through the entire ball of fabric. Repeat this procedure with the next colour. I've used the yellow next. Add the soda ash solution and squish well to get the colour and soda evenly distributed again. At this point, you will also notice some colour mixing. This is good. Now add the last colour, the red, and use the last bit of the soda ash. Notice how the soda ash carries and distributes the different colours from the top to the bottom. Try doing this fabric sundae with the colours going in the opposite direction, just to see the difference. Set the whole thing aside to batch for up to 24 hours. Remove from the container, rinse in cold water, wash in hot with Synthrapol SP or a good quality washing powder, and rinse again in cold until there is no more colour loss. Dry and iron and plan the next quilt project. This is what this project's fabrics looked like. I love them. This is what they look like when the colours were turned upside down. Remember to keep notes.